We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Every Monday, we do a three and out of the two D1 football teams in the state, University of Minnesota and St. Thomas, and also the best D3 team in the state, though they got a little bit of a scare from Augsburg. But let's start with your Gophers. Ah, oh, they're something, aren't they? Ah, oh, they're something.
This is just a weird season. So they start with a Big Ten opponent, then two non-conference games, then a Big Ten opponent. Now there's another non-conference game. They had homecoming against Louisiana, not Louisiana State, Louisiana. So they pulled it out 35-24. But I don't get why they're playing non-conference schools for homecoming weekend. But that's just me.
No, because it's a team they thought they could win. You want to have a homecoming opponent that you can beat. So you're not going to do it against Michigan or Ohio State. That's
no,
for sure.
No. And you're apparently not, according to the coach, you're not going to do it unless the boosters put up more money to pay the athletes.
Yeah, he wants more NIL money. You know what?
Yeah, he had the presentation. He said, we're going to need more NIL money. And you and I are talking off the air that, you know, you don't see – there's always something with the University of Minnesota football program as to what they need, you know, in terms of spending money in order to be competitive. It was a new stadium, they got that. It was a new practice facility, they got that. Now it's NIL money. I guess the nice thing about this ask is it's not coming from – they're not asking for taxpayer dollars, but how soon until the legislature – you know, the way they love to give money to the U, maybe they'll put a checkbox on your taxes so you can, like you do for the political contribution refund or whatever else it is, you can donate the U NIL fund.
But mine will be
there's
zero.
There's always an excuse why they can't win.
Well, but also, Fleck, I thought he was a super recruiter, gets great players, and, you know, right. That. And how come he can't recruit? Why does he even have to bring it up? Why has he not been recruiting companies to give money? And it's not like... Okay, the NIL money is like, let's say General Mills wants to endorse someone and right. have them, you know, on a Wheaties box or endorse one of their products. They come to you. I don't think realize that you are going out to them. If you have a high-profile athlete, of course they're going to come to you. He's not getting high-profile athletes, but he's saying he's not getting them because there's no NIL money. You know what? If he can get a job anywhere else, he should take it because he's doomed. With those big those Pac-12 teams coming in, USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon, he'll never get above 500 in the Big Ten if he starts hitting those teams. So
no,
and wrong. but also you see his coaching job he did a few weeks ago. Why would you want him?
Right.
I become less of a fan of him with every time he opens his mouth or every time they play and lose.
They just seem to always be the best they're going to do is slightly above average.
And if that's good enough, then fine. But you're right. It's not going to – they're never going to be a powerhouse.
No.
But there are some coaches who will turn teams into a powerhouse. We thought he would be that guy when he came over. You know, he had the great team of Western Michigan? That's where he came from, right? Yeah, where he had the great season. And that was before NIL, so he couldn't blame it on that. I get weary of these guys who are they always look for a place to put blame, and he found his.
Right.
No NIL money. Yeah, okay, that's the reason you're not a good enough coach to get good players. And there's a lot of players getting NIL money, but these are elite-type players. Is it really the school that's the reason, or is it the player?
Yeah, you recruit the elite-type player, the NIL money will come. You know,
absolutely. That's his pitch. He should be pitching that to the kids.
So, right.
But then you get a team like St. John's. They don't need no NIL money to be good. Although, I'll tell you what, when's the last time Augsburg put a scare into the Johnnies?
Yeah, Augsburg is one of those teams that has the ability to be a trap game, though. We talked about a few weeks ago, Bob, what the Johnnies have going on is they wear the bullseye now in the MIAC, and everybody is going to look at their season will be whether or not they can beat the Johnnies. So teams are going to play teams that may be less than are going to play up to the Johnnies standard in the hopes that could knock them off. But it was close. But again, Johnnies pull it out. So, you know, the other two games on their schedule that could conceivably be tight, you know, Gustavus played Bethel close again after a close loss to Augsburg the week before, and you have Concordia. Those two teams, and then for whatever reason, St. Olaf is undefeated. But, you know, I have no love for St. Olaf. They were the ones that kicked out the Tommies after we beat them all.
Oh, they're probably excited to be undefeated because the Tommies.
If the Olies are undefeated, it means the Olies haven't played good teams yet.
Good point.
I look at the Gustavus game and the Concordia game as potential trap games, but ultimately the Johnnies, which, by the way, you mentioned they're being the best Minnesota D3 team. They are the only Minnesota D3 team ranked in the top 25. They're at number 7 right now. They held at number 7 from the previous week.
Good for them.
Minnesota D3 team ranked. So I still think they've got a pretty – if they play their game, I think that they're going to be the MIAC champs, and they'll be playing in the playoffs against some of the teams that are 1 through 6 right now.
Well, and also I know that we're doing a 3-and-out, but I'm going to work this in because the St. John's rugby team beats Moorhead. Good big win for them. And there's a kid out of my household who scored they call it a try. It's basically a touchdown. So, okay. And he's a defensive player, so that doesn't happen very often. So good for them. Good for Spencer.
Isn't that the second time he's done that in a few weeks?
Yeah, he's all of a sudden he's becoming offensive after all these years of just hanging back on D. So he's becoming a ball hog, I guess. I don't know. All right, now let's talk about your alma mater, the other D1 school, St. Thomas. They beat Dayton. You were telling me off the air that's the only Pioneer League team they hadn't beaten. Now they got the sweep. Yeah.
They've now beaten every Pioneer League team in the 3 years that they've been there now. Dayton was the only one. They've got an undefeated streak in the Pioneer League that they've continued because their losses this season were to non-conference teams. But we should mention one of the non-conference teams they lost to, South Dakota, wound up beating North Dakota State on Saturday. So South Dakota was slouch. I don't feel so bad about losing 24-0 to them too, because they beat NDSU 24-19. But you know, it was a gritty win, just like last week. It was a come from behind win. This week it took a goal line stand on like fourth down to preserve the victory. And you know, that's going to happen. But you know, these are the types of games that make you stronger.
That's the way to look at it. They are.
So we'll see how they fare next week. But you know, so far in the Pioneer League season, they're undefeated. So looking forward to the next game. So
all right. So go Johnnies, go Tommies, Gophers. I don't care if they go anywhere. Just go. All right. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Thank you, sir, for this 3-and-out.